We like to have people live in the studio when we can. It's been a very long time, but it's starting to get a little more safe here. So I wanted to have Beth Duke come on down from Center City of Amarillo. She just sent out a notice about something that always marks the summer for the Amarillo area. So Beth, good morning, and thank you for being here today.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for keeping our community going. You know, we all have to have things to look forward to now. And our big thing at Center City right now is we have just opened, as of yesterday, applications for this year's Amarillo Community Market. We couldn't be more excited. This will be our sixth season, and already people are starting to apply online to be vendors at this year's market.
So this is one of the things where you're like, oh, this seems safe. We're outdoors. We can stay apart from one another. And a lot of the community markets across the High Plains, the one up in Dodge, we heard that they were expanding and getting a little more space there. And I know you guys did this last year.
We did. You know, the first three markets last year, we did virtually just to give our vendors a virtual way to sell their goods. And then by the fourth one, we were able to open and we spaced the booths 6 feet apart, and everyone loved it. Gave shoppers more room to shop, gave people more room to spread out, and fortunately we had a good safe market last year, and that's what we're going for again this year. We'll be open in June, July, August, and September every Saturday morning downtown from 8 a.m. to 12:30. We're going to open a little earlier. We know a lot of people who trade at community market and farmers markets, they get an early start. And so we're hopeful to attract some of the customers from some of the markets that open at maybe 7 or 7:30. Start there and then come to Amarillo Community Market.
Now, the community market, when I think farmers markets, it's get there early and get all the good stuff and then bolt. So 8 a.m., this is going to be a reason to wake up early on a Saturday. I like it.
That's right. And, you know, we have so many great vendors. And we call ourselves Amarillo Community Market because everything has to be grown, baked, created within a 150-mile radius. And in addition to produce, we have so many great baked goods, cottage foods, arts and crafts. And I'll tell you, the cottage food industry is really growing, and some of our bakers and cooks have come out with new products. Last year we had kimchi, sauerkraut, all kinds of pickles, and it's just fun to try something new and be able to talk to the person who made it.
I am down with all things fermented, I have to say.
It's a big trend.
It is.
You're trending. Jenny's trending.
I don't know if I'm trending. But yeah, it's very nice to know this is something to look forward to. And of course, we're all looking forward to, after this cold snap that we've had, some warm weather and getting outdoors and doing it safely. So this is cool. So how late, like people that want to potentially, maybe those people who have been honing all their skills over the lockdown, how late can they submit applications?
Our applications will be open until April 30th. And after that, we will convene our leadership team and we'll look at the applications. And we're pretty strict. We do not want things that are not original or things that are not grown locally. And it's exciting for us because the applications have already begun to come in. We want a great mix of returning vendors and new vendors. And, you know, in addition to being a great community event, this is business development. Many of these vendors have gone on to have a storefront, an online store, and we feel like we're giving them a head start at Amarillo Community Market.
And I feel like over lockdown, over the pandemic, a lot of people have been learning new skills. People
Yes.
have been considering how they can turn this into it. So I hope we see some of that, you know, small business initiative.
Especially those people who started a sourdough. I mean, they're baking so much bread, they want to come, they need to apply to be vendors. And all the application is online. It's a $25 fee to apply, and it's at AmarilloCommunityMarket.com. You go to the top of the page, and there's a pull-down menu under vendors, and there's a vendor handbook with all the rules and procedures, and then there's also the application online. And we've been doing this online now for about 3 years. It's really worked well, and we are hopeful to have even more vendors than we had last year.
Okay, applications open through the 30th of April, and if they have questions at all, can they get in touch with you?
Oh, yes. They can call Center City. They can go online to AmarilloCommunityMarket.com, and we'll be glad to answer them. And then I would say this is the time to see if you want to be a vendor this summer, please go ahead and apply, because we are hopeful to have a great number of vendors and continue to make this a wonderful community event.
And you can also email Beth at bethduke@centercity.org. And again, Center City is sponsoring the Amarillo Community Market 6th season, 8 a.m. to noon 30 every single Saturday, I'm hoping, in June, July, August, September. That's cool that you guys are continuing this going forward, and we watch it grow a little bit every year. It's very cool.
See, I see what you did there. Grow. Thank you.
Grow. Well, speaking of grow, how about we hear some Beach Boys? I got a song for you. How about some Vegetables?
Love it.
All right. Thank you, Beth, for everything you do.
Thank you.
So excited. This is going to be something to look forward to in the summertime.
Great year.
All right. Here are Vegetables for you all. Eat your vegetables on High Plains Morning.